I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis has sent the bishops of Chile a handwritten letter of thanks after they issued a formal apology for failing to listen to clerical abuse victims and drew up national guidelines for responding to abuse allegations. The bishops, who've been criticised by victims, promised to draw up a formal agreement with the National Prosecutor's Office to share information and release information on investigations carried out within their diocese. Pope Francis' letter, in which he praised the bishops for their decisive action, follows a three-day meeting with the bishops in May. The Bishop of Pittsburgh has pledged to release the names of all priests of the diocese accused of abuse against a minor. The announcement was made in a letter read at every Mass in the diocese ahead of the release of a grand jury report on an investigation into abuse claims in six Pennsylvania dioceses covering a 70-year span. Pittsburgh Bishop David Zubik said the diocese cooperated fully with the investigation and there was no priest or deacon in public ministry against whom a substantiated allegation of abuse has been made. Rick Gates testified for a second straight day yesterday in the federal fraud trial of his former business partner Paul Manafort. Gates told the court on Monday that Manafort ordered him to commit financial fraud, but defense attorneys questioned his credibility during hours of cross-examination Tuesday, citing the money Gates had admitted to embezzling, as well as a past extramarital affair. Gates is expected to take the stand again today. Thousands of firefighters are battling blazes ripping across California as the death toll from a series of fires that erupted last month has hit 11. The Mendocino Complex fire in the north has become California's largest wildfire since record-keeping began, with some 14,000 firefighters currently fighting the blazes. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.